This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Right now, though, 29 minutes to one, we've got Alex Graham of CKLG Accountants on the line. This week, or this month, we're talking about business resilience.
Frankly, this seems to me to have been a conversation that we should have been having about 4 years ago. In fact, we probably did have this conversation 4 years ago, before Brexit and before the pandemic and before so many other things that are coming. But no one listened. They're going to listen now. We're going to talk business resilience with Alex. Alex, very good afternoon. Good. So yes, business resilience. What do we mean by that? And what have we learnt with supply chain shortages and pandemics?
I think over the last year or two, I think everyone's sort of realised that there can be big shocks to businesses, society that aren't always foreseen, planned, and businesses that are able to weather those sort of shocks are normally ones that have got resilience built into their business. They've got, you know, reserves that have been built up so that they're able to weather, you know, disruptions to supply chains, disruptions to income, and have got foresight and ability to sort of plan and then able to pivot far easier than if you're sort of running your business a little bit of a shoestring and you don't have any sort of slack in your whole sort of system, processes, finances, to be able to sort of cover any shocks that come your way.
I mean, that's been the thing, hasn't it? Traditionally, a lot of business will start up and they'll sit down and they'll have done their business plan and they'll go, right, so we're going to, obviously, all the startup costs and things in year one, and then year two things pick up, and then after year three, year four, year five, we're snowballing. We're going to be millionaires by year eight. And they take that money out. They don't perhaps invest it as wisely. They don't build up reserves. Is that what we're saying? Is don't believe your own forecasts?
Yes, I mean, it's one of those things that if a business owner starts extracting, you know, the funds that are there and extracting it and seems good profits, and those funds are all taken out, then you've got less resilience in the future to cover any sort of future shocks. So it's almost needing to make sure that the business that you're building up, a bit of a resilience in your system that you can actually cover and weather impacts to things. I mean, it could even be temporary, that you suddenly find that a major customer pays slightly late even, and if you've not kind of got plan and facility to deal with that, all of a sudden it can have a massive impact on your cash flow and can affect you, you know, paying staff or paying anyone else. And it's that something of, if you start building up a bit more looking forwards in your business as well, so looking at your cash flows, looking at what you're expected to happen, helps to identify actually, if something happens, what would be the impact of it. And the earlier that you start to look forward and look at any potential problems that could arise or any pinch points in cash flow, the more chance you've got to be able to react to it and do something about it.
And better to do that planning now, because if you suddenly go to a bank or somebody and say, oh, look, one of my customers is going to, he normally pays 30 days, they've asked if they can pay on 60, so I need some short-term funding. Banks, there still seems to be this feeling in the market that banks are still quite reluctant to lend at the moment.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you suddenly are sourcing lending and sourcing funding at an emergency at the last minute, it really limits your options of what you can find, what you can do. If you can be planning this forwards, you know, there's a lot of outfits out there outside of the normal traditional banks that you can get funding for in different ways. It could be sort of funding against invoices, stock, you know, short-term debt. It could be, there's all sorts of things out there. But the earlier that you can identify that these things might be an option and you can have those conversations earlier, the more options that are available. Because if you could be looking at a couple of months in advance, if you think actually we could have a problem, might want to just see that we need to get some options in place. If you suddenly decide tomorrow that, oh, actually, I've suddenly got no money in the bank, then it's going to be very difficult to find something, and whatever you do find will be far more expensive if you have to find it at the last minute.
And that's true for this supply chain issue at the moment, isn't it? Because there again, you don't perhaps want to fill a warehouse up with stock, because stock has a habit of going obsolete, and if you don't shift stuff, you say, well, that was money well spent. But you're right, you it may be that your normal supply chain has dried up or you're having difficulty getting, so you have to go elsewhere for those things you need, and that, as you say, is always going to be at a higher price, isn't it? Now everyone's going to make money where they can, and that you presumably either have to to take a shrinking margin if your customers aren't going to wear it, or you've got to know that you've got customers that you can pass higher prices on to.
Yeah, and I think it's needing to be understanding the market, understanding the conditions, understanding if you are really heavily reliant on a supplier, are there any alternatives? And it might be some industries that there aren't many and there's sort of limited options. But if there are alternatives, you know, finding who are those alternatives, could you move that way and sort of pivot your business if you needed to, if something happened? Because if you're really heavily reliant and have never thought about, you know, building any alternatives into your business and sort of going down one road, if something does happen and you've not been planning, you know, and sort of thinking about other options out there, if something happens, say a supplier, it can really massively impact your business, your customers, if you can't deliver, if you haven't thought about what would happen in different scenarios.
And it could really be quite major changes. I've heard of several businesses, this whole thing about having trouble getting hold of HGV drivers. I've heard stories of companies saying, that's okay, what we're going to do is we're going to move online, we're going to take the whole thing off to Amazon, and we'll let them do the delivery. And you think, wow, hang on, I bet that no one saw that coming, because very traditional suppliers of things who have got, you know, perhaps a warehouse and a fleet of delivery lorries or van drivers and that going, suddenly going, that's okay, we'll shove it off to Amazon. That's a sea change in the way we shop. This effect on the high street that we've seen, this could affect everything.
That's the thing, it's looking, businesses there looking at things and going, how can I pivot quickly to the changing circumstances that are around you? And sometimes the circumstances, like say with the pandemic, it's not things that you can predict or you can control. And so it's actually, how can you, if you don't have any resilience in your business, any forecasting, forward looking in your business, it makes it very, very difficult to be able to pivot suddenly and looking at a different way, to be able to react with any kind of reserves to deal with shocks in costs, prices, or, you know, downturns in turnover.
Now, from the point of view of CKLG, I mean, you're accountants, so traditionally, you know, a business would come to you on the money side of things. But what I'm getting from you at the moment is that actually you've got much more in the way of business experience, that you're looking wider than just the financials on this for customers. Is that sort of how your business has developed over the years?
So as we've developed, it's not just necessarily helping people with traditional things and saying, like, helping someone out, you know, sort of file taxes, but actually being able to sit down with businesses on a regular basis, giving them that sounding board to sort of talk with, so they can talk to someone that's financially literate and understands that business, to be able to sort of understand what the numbers mean, what is the impact, help them to sort of make better decisions in their business. So rather than a business owner trying to do everything alone and not necessarily understanding the impacts it could make, having an advisor such as CKG coming in to sort of have regular discussions, reviews, monitoring that whole finance function, helps to just build that resilience into that business, able to weather shocks and be able to sort of control their business and make better decisions.
Excellent, excellent. Now, the furlough scheme is ending. For most businesses now, the sort of pandemic support is pretty much wrapping up, isn't it? The VAT levels are going to go back up to the old levels, tax reliefs and rent reliefs and rate reliefs, all that sort of stuff's coming off. Now, a good time, if you've made it through, to sit down, whoever your financial, a good time to sit down and just look at this and go, right, what happens if this ever happens again, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, there's no better time than the best time to do something was yesterday. The other next time to do it is today, is to, like, actually you need to sit down and start planning forward, start building that sort of foresight into your business to be able to look at what's going on, and reviewing that on a regular basis is going to help people to weigh things in the future.
I think in the past, if you'd have said that, people would have turned around and gone, yeah, 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 it'll be fine. Now we all know just what can happen. It's never been better advice, has it? Alex, it's always good to catch up with you. Thanks very much indeed for that. And let's catch up again in a month's time.